when you play keyboard in a song on stage, then you're doing the bass parts with your feet?
Yeah. As I said, nobody else will play bass. And, I mean, it's sort of limited, you know.
Yeah,
there's not much I can do.
You can't do the same things on the bass that you can do with your feet.
No way, no. And I've only got, you only got an octave, so you've got to keep hopping up and down and all that. I've got a thing in that, in 10 Years Gone, where originally the bass line went, bum ba ba dum 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 bum ba ba bum bum ba ba bum, like that. And of course, the A, it starts on the A, and the next one's the C sharp, you know. So I'm continually, like, it's murder. Actually, that was Page's bass line.
Was it?
Mm. That's right, that was his. That was good, because he came, he put it down on a just three tracks on a tape, you know, a couple of guitars and this bass line. Boom, boom, ba ba boom. Which I have to do on the 12 string now. Sounds ludicrous.
That's right, you play a 12 string.
Yeah, well, that arrived because we couldn't get anything. We couldn't get anything to sound consistent every night, you know, with a Barker's Berry and all that, and it just sounded dreadful, and it didn't fill. Because there are times when it's just me in the bass and the drums, you know, with Pages up the top, and it sounded so thin. So in Dallas, I went round the local music shops and tried everything I could, and the Ovation sounded really good, you know. So now we have a 12 string in the act. So, I mean, that's the only reason it was there. Well, it's not a bad instrument at all. I'm quite liking it. I mean, it does its job. And then it just sort of followed on that I'd use it for the other numbers, you know?
Right.
Because it was there and the setting was right. It sounds the same every night.
Right.
And, you know, that's what it's about.
Do you ever play any acoustic bass?
I have one at home. I have a beautiful one at home. It's built like a big violin, huge. It's built in 1840, in English bass it was. I found a sticker in it when we were like tearing it apart to do some cracks, and it said reconditioned in Milan in 1925, you know. Mm-hmm. It's been around. Beautiful instrument. But they're hard to record, and I wouldn't bring it on the road.
Yeah.
It would be nice to get this solid stand-up situation, because, well, I said it all before.
Did they have another one out? I'm trying to think who makes it. I think it's like an all-black one.
I have another one. I have a Framus.
Framus.
But that doesn't seem to have the sound. I mean, it's a real Fred Carney job. You know, it's awful. We've managed to glue all the pickups in so they don't rattle anymore. But there's nothing they could do with the neck. But I'm sure old Turner could do me one.
Mm.
Because he's very, you know, he likes it if you take an interest. And I think Greg Lake, like, sent his roadie in to order him a couple of basses, you know, so they just made them and sent them out, you know. But for this particular one, I went up and I chose the wood out of a big block and all that, and I chose the inlays and stuff like that. And then he'll really go for you, when you do that. And the result is a very fine instrument. But there's also, he'd make a nice mandolin, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure. Or electric mandolin, albeit.
Did you show Jimmy how to play mandolin?
Wait a minute, where did that come from?
I heard that you had gotten one first and kind of showed it to Jimmy, and then the first time you played it or something.
I did, yeah. That's right, it was my old Martin.
Mm-hmm.
And a big collection of mandolins too. I have a very nice Gibson. 1926. F. Which I wouldn't pick on the road. Which I play a lot. walk up the field and play to the cows. You know, very good audience cows are. You know, they always put their heads down when they're happy and start munching the grass. Very nice. As they do, they don't holler at you. I was learning violin recently because my children learn violin, so I thought, well, you know, I bought myself a violin. And
hard instrument to play.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's the hardest instrument there is to play.
I would say so. Plus, it's horrible to, you know, to be around when you're learning it. You know, it's right by your ear. Oh. I think I like instruments where the notes are made for you, and then you have to... I'm looking around for an accordion at the moment.
Really?
I've got a small one at home, and I bought a tutor somewhere. This is great. Tutor for 120 bass and all that. I promised myself I'd get one if I could just get the bellows together, you know, when I played at my kid's party. We had a Western party in our barn, you know, all bales of straw everywhere and all that. And I was doing all skip-to-maloo and all that sort of stuff. And it was great fun, you know.
Yeah, playing piano, like, you already have the coordination of two hands down, so that wouldn't be the problem. And
no, funny enough, the problem is that you've got to watch what you're doing, because accordion keys are narrower than piano keys. And you tend to go for things too far, mm-hmm. You know. Like, I mean, an octave on the piano is there, you know, and on an accordion it's sort of there. You can play an awful lot of wrong notes. But you really get them pumping, you know. Yeah. The bellows is what makes the accordion. Really, I'd love all that stuff. That Clifton Chenier, that's a great gear. It's real clog dancing music, you know. It's great, so it's like playing reels and things, you know, on the mandolin or fiddle, but I've just got it to where a reel sounds recognisable, you know. And you can get into all that, you know, all the different movements, set up the rhythm, you know, and then I like folk music.
Yeah.
Bouzouki's nice too.
Have you ever tried the harp?
I fell in love with the harp on the last tour. We went to a party and this girl had just a little harp with all the keys on it. It was only about this high. And she was sort of so-so, but... I stole the harp away, you know, and took it to the room. I just sat down with it. Oh, it was great! But then I went, naturally, you know, I went to buy one the next day. And then I tried it, and it wasn't the same at all. Couldn't get anything out of it whatsoever, so I went, oh, that's it. You know, I'll pass on that one.